Welcome to NFT Heat. Whether you're inside the industry or new to the NFT space or NFT OGs like the NFT Machine and I, we're going to provide you with the necessary NFT alpha to crush. We'll bring in the top guests and deep dive in how NFTs will transform the metaverse, DeFi, and social tokens. John, we have a rock star guest today. I'm so excited to bring him on. But first, we got to go straight in a minute or kick it. It's wild what SBF is doing. He's hiding in the Bahamas, and this guy literally stole billions of dollars. He took down the crypto market with FTX, and nothing has happened to him. In my opinion, he should fry. I want to strangle this guy.
I mean, I get it. But honestly, these VCs are just as at fault. I mean, I come from the world of public accounting. I have my MBA. I mean, where was the due diligence? How did A16Z and these other VCs give him all this money? I mean, how did anybody do due diligence? Because honestly, like Binance, they looked at their financials, in less than 24 hours and just said, hard pass. So there was obviously something awry here. And, I get it. Yes. He's not a good person.
A lot of people lost money. Jeez, you sound like his therapist. Look, Your Honor, I swear he shouldn't serve life in prison because he's not a good person. Not a good person. This guy is evil.
I get it, but there's a lot of people that sort of peppered, like allowed this to kind of grow and grow. They fed the monster.
They did. Look, the VCs are culpable as well.
Right.
But come on, it's led by him. He was the one. He knew what he was doing. He was taking people's money. He was doing all this terrible kind of back channel stuff. And I just think he needs to fry. I don't know why he's not in San Quentin already. And it pisses me off.
I mean, but isn't that why the blockchain exists? So that there's a record of all this stuff. So how is this all happening and nobody even figured it out?
Correct. I have no idea.
Isn't that why it was created so that stuff like this doesn't happen?
That's true. It is.
I mean, talk about the biggest rug pull of rug pulls.
Biggest, and it's centralized. FTX, they were proselytizing. We're centralized. We're, pro-regulation. We're working with the government. And here he is doing all this just horrible stuff. Anyway.
I mean, fry him? I don't know. You know what? I think the VCs,
By the way, I think I should play him in the movie.
You should, actually.
I mean, right?
Actually, you know what?
Dude.
Yeah, you know what? He may have just created your, Oscar-winning role.
I'm telling you.
So you should mint this.
You're absolutely...
You're minting it.
Because I'm going to play SBF.
Yeah. And I'm going to kick it.
All right, John's kicking it. I'm minting it only because a vanity play. I want to win an Oscar. Can you blame me?
Yeah.
Love it. All right, bull versus bear. John, where are we going?
NFTs in 2023 will die without some type of IP expansion. Well, NFTs are already dead.
Let me clarify. Dead.
No, the bad cartoon NFTs are dead. 100%. Those things are dead. I've written about this at length.
I know.
And honestly, they are dead. I'm sorry. These things are.
You hate the degens. You hate cartoon NFT PFPs. But I love them. We are creating IP expansion. We are doing fascinating things. We're creating cartoons. We're creating video games. We're creating music. We're creating games. We're creating books. We are taking and expanding IP. I agree. The NFTs that don't do
They're
Anything?
Monkey cartoons. They're monkey. They're friggin'
Excuse
monkey
me.
Cartoons.
They're ape. No. don't call my ape a monkey.
Literally. Gary Vee drew a bunch of cartoons on napkins and then all of a sudden gets $50 million from our good friends at A16Z and a bunch of other investors, the same ones that put money in FTX. And he thinks he's going to all of a sudden create all this compelling content. Disney took 100 years to create all this amazing content. And there's so many failures that are on that roadmap to get those great IPs. It is a very, very difficult process. You know it better than anybody.
I agree. Development takes a long time. And these things take time.
What families are going to, cartoons are for kids. What families are going to raise their kids on Bored Apes or Gary Vee's, crappy cartoons on napkins? Who's doing that? If
you
had kids, would you raise them on Bored Apes?
Absolutely, if those Bored Apes went up in value. I think there's going to be a few winners. There's going to be a lot of losers.
Insanity.
But I am, super pro NFTs, super pro all of the space. I am definitely bullish. I you don't even need an answer. I know you're bearish. Anyway, we're going to take a quick break. And when we come back, we're going to bring on our phenomenal guest. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Hello, everyone. My name is John Kraske. I'm one of the co-hosts of the NFT Heat podcast. I'm here alongside with my other co-host, Justin Shankaro. We have an exciting announcement.
We've partnered with Memento NFT, the easiest and most fun way to mint your own NFTs. Download it now. You got to check it out. Welcome back, everybody, to NFT Heat. We've had our bull versus bear. We've had mint it or kick it, two of your favorite segments. And now we're going deep dive into this episode. We have an OG on this show, super excited. He's a close personal friend, and we're going to hear all about what he's building and what he's up to. Just for all of you to know, Mike is a CryptoPunk. He's a Proof member. He's a super OG, has an incredible collection of NFTs, and he and his wife also built from the ground up Caitlin Minimalist, which many of you may have heard of. It is the number one jewelry site on Etsy, and it is crushing it. They have done just an exceptional job building this company. I don't know how he wears all these hats, but he does. And he's also building the Mint House, which, little caveat, I'm working on with him. We're very excited about. But Mike, we got to get into everything you're up to. Welcome to NFT Heat, buddy.
Hey guys, thank you so much for having me. Quite an intro. I appreciate it. Definitely don't know how do I wear all these hats with all these kids I have at home running around and the business and building in Web 3 and 2 at the same time. It's quite an adventure.
Incredible. All right. Well, we got to get your thoughts on SPF. I mean, you know, you're OG in the space. Are we minting them? Are we kicking them? What are your thoughts?
I mean, you got to kick them. I understand why you would want to mint them. You got the fro going. So you just need to, you know, dye brown or whatever. But he's got to be kicked. I mean, I did not have any money in FTX, but I really feel for everybody who did. It's just such an unfortunate event and baffling, like when you look back at it, about how much he, you know, represented the crypto community. Granted, you know, you might not have wanted him to represent it, but he was there. He was just such a big mover in the space. And so it just set us back so much as far as public sentiment, as far as like, you know, possible regulations and how friendly they're going to be for the crypto space. So it's interesting to watch.
All right. Bull or bear on bad monkey cartoons?
I never owned an ape. It's an ape. I never owned an ape.
That's right. It's an ape.
But hey, okay. I support my PFP brethren there. But you know, going back to your comment about you know, building children's IP around them, I probably wouldn't. We've got our own children's IP to build.
Exactly. All right, Mike. Let's deep dive in a little bit more about you, and then we'll talk about what you're building. So you've had a very successful career in Web 2, you know, built a tremendous jewelry company, bootstrapped, you and your wife literally building it out of your garage, just hustling. And it's just sensational what you guys have done and very, very entrepreneurial. Can you take us through the journey of launching Caitlin Minimalist and how it's evolved to where it currently is?
Yeah. Look, it's been a wild ride. My wife started this in 2014 on Etsy doing personalized jewelry. She started to really get some traction. I left my job. I was a degen bartender for 10 years, you know, doing some acting and in Hollywood a little bit, working behind the scenes. And then you know, she just found some success on her Etsy shop. So I left my job and started to help her. It was turned into a family business. And yeah, we were in Anaheim and we just were grinding out of our front room. And, you know, we got some traction with some Facebook mom influencers who just kind of organically started sharing our jewelry and what we stood for. You know, we really stand for sentimental sterling silver keepsakes. And so we started hiring some people. And next thing you know, we're on to our third office. I'm actually in our distribution center here in Irvine. So now we have a team of about 36 or 37, and we just became the number one shop on Etsy last week for all categories, for all time sales. So it's been quite an adventure. Like you said, building from nothing. So I got to give most of the credit to my wife. I'll be honest. I got to give most of the credit to my wife, but you know, being there to support and help build this thing from the ground up has been fun.
It's amazing. So, I mean, how do you find the time now? Because you're in Web3. How did you find the time to build such a prolific NFT collection and portfolio? I mean, I would love to hear about your Web3 journey.
Yeah, it's, you know, the when you're building a business like that, the first few years are insane. You know, like when we had our first son, Jonathan, in 2015, he was born on November 19th, which was about 1 week before Black Friday and Cyber Monday. And, you know, e-commerce like is insane at that time, which is kind of like right now, which is why I couldn't be there with you today. And so my wife just had given birth, and she's like 3 days after, she's on the couch, you know, still in some physical pain, but she's still shipping jewelry, packaging it, answering emails. I mean, we were working nonstop. And so, you know, as we were able to scale the business, we were able to hire on a very supportive, you know, team to handle a lot of the day-to-day operations. And so it's kind of freed up our time to explore other ventures as well. So I've gotten over the last couple of years, even though e-commerce grew tremendously over the pandemic, I've gotten a little bit more free time to kind of explore what's happening in Web3. And so I've been in crypto. Gosh, I think I got my first Bitcoin was 2012. It was like you get a free Bitcoin for signing up for a wallet. So I signed up for a wallet. Wow. I got a free Bitcoin. And of course that protocol rugged, you know, and I never saw that Bitcoin. So those are the early days. So I kind of got a salty taste, and then I didn't come back until 2017. You know, when the first real kind of ICO pop off and the speculation, then had some fun kind of dabbling in a lot of the, you know, the quote unquote shit coins. But I don't know if I'm allowed to cuss or not.
Oh,
but,
no, dude, we're good anyway.
Yeah. So, after that, it wasn't until about 2020 when I started to see a lot of the conversations happening on Twitter with, you know, NFTs and seeing more crypto punks and just kind of conversations happening. I think Fuocious had some one of one art that was being minted and bought, and that got my attention. So I wish I had gotten my punks back then at like that one ETH buy mark, but you know, I was a little later then, but I was just buying some art, and I dabbled into some Zed Run. I was degenning on the digital horses there for a couple of months. And then I finally found punks, and it was the punk community really that kind of opened up everything. I met some incredible friends there, Justin being one of them, at some meetups. And, you know, I then joined Red DAO, which is a DAO focused on digital fashion, making investments and, trying to further that space, you know, kind of coincides with my experience here in fashion Web 2. And so from there, I joined WAGMI United in purchasing Crawleytown. And now my new venture here is the Mint House, which is the first generative illustrated book, and partnering here with yours truly, Justin Schenkro.
Amazing. Yeah. With a little caveat, I'm involved in this project, but we're just so excited about it. We had to talk about it. And, you know, I think this is Mike. Correct me if I'm wrong, but I think this is the first project you're launching in the space, which is, you know, pretty impressive because you've been degenning for quite a long time. You're in Red DAO, you're, you know, WAGMI United, Punks, Proof, so many major, major projects, you know, highly respected in the space. And this is the first project that you're launching. I know we've been working on this for quite a while. What was it that really kind of inspired you to create the Mint House and kind of take us on that journey of creating, you know, the first generative illustrated book? We quote unquote call it the GIB on the blockchain.
Yeah. Look, you know, like I mentioned before, I have three kids at home, and family is just very, very important to me now. My lifestyle from that 10 years of bartending and the degen life is like, it's a complete 180 flip now. So, you know, I wanted to really build and create where my passion is, and that is with the family life and also educating. And you can tell now what's happening, especially with the whole FTX blow up and the post, you know, NFT speculation of 2021, that education is much needed in this space. And so, you know, those two kind of things melding together is kind of where we came, to find the Mint House. And so we wanted to do something that wasn't like your traditional PFP, because it's been done, and there are already huge winners in that space who are doing some great things, and you know that's needed and that's fun. But we wanted to do something that was unique and hasn't been done before. And you know, picking a medium like the book You know, the book has led us into some crazy revolutions in the past, you know, with the printing press and whatnot. So the book is a medium that is, you know, timeless. And so, you know, we wanted to do something unique. And so taking the book and making it generative, like we've seen with the art here in the past with the PFPs, and giving it a new twist. So the storyline is the same. It's about educating a young demographic in all the different possible utilities for creators and artists alike in digital collectibles and NFTs. But the art is different on every single book. So there'll be a collection size, of which is still to be determined, but we're looking between 2,000 and 4,000, where, you know, each book is different. Your character is different. The backgrounds are different. The bedrooms of your character are different. All the art is different, but the storyline is the same. And so there'll also be a physical too. So if you don't collect the NFT, you can still enjoy a physical book to read to your kids or your family, you know, in real life here.
Exciting.
Pretty exciting. Pretty darn exciting. And of course, I've seen the art. The art is fantastic. Before we dive more deeply into it, we're going to take a quick break. Stay tuned. We'll be right back with NFT Heat and Bit Futures talking about the first generative illustrated book. See you in a sec.
Hi, everyone. It's John and Justin from NFT Heat.
Welcome. We are so excited. We have partnered with Memento NFT. And if you're a creator, if you're an influencer, get on that platform immediately. You can mint your own NFTs for free, sell them to your fans, and hop on Memento right now. You're going to love it. Welcome back to NFT Heat. I'm here with the NFT machine. You all know him. You all love him. And we've got BitFutureX Mike Holcomb here. Who's just building an incredible project, the Mint House, which I also happen to be involved in. We're learning all about it and all the amazing thing he's up to. So, John, we got to find out more stuff about this.
Yeah, I mean, I'm super curious. I've never heard this term JIB, generative illustrative book, but I'm just curious, what makes this so historic?
Yeah, we kind of came up with that term on the fly, but it kind of works and we're rolling with it, you know? you know, the first JIB. Look, I think... you know, with NFTs and collectibles, there's a little bit of provenance involved with being a first of its kind. And, you know, you look at CryptoPunks, it's like the very first 10K PFP project. And there's so much history to that. And so, you know, being the very first generative illustrated book, I think there's a little bit of history to it. It's the first of its kind. And so, that's, we're kind of building off of that.
Well, it's also historic because you're involved. So.
It's historic. That's right. It's fun. We talk a lot about on the show, John, about onboarding folks into the Web3 space, about education, how critical that is. Mike, talk us a little bit about how the Mint House is going to be that tool to help folks onboard, especially families and kids, onboard into the space, and what education we've already done, and you specifically have done, you know, reaching out to high schools and so forth about getting people involved and teaching them about Web3.
Yeah, look, I think it's probably one of the most important parts of our niche and industry right now is the education. We need to do much more to further that. Yeah, I know Punk6529's got his, you know, his NFT university. And so there are things happening in that space that is important. And so, you know, what the Mint House wants to accomplish is doing this for a younger demo, high school, college, and families, and to also create not only online content to help educate responsibly, but also in real life immersive experiences. So, you know, the Mint House, the JIB, is our first project, but, you know, it's only the beginning. You know, when an NFT project or mints, you know, there's that's just the beginning of the whole experience. And so from there, you know, we plan on creating some in real life immersive experiences at either children's museums or art galleries to help educate people. But because I've always found that when I go to learn, I always have to do to learn. And so, yes, we're going to have some online content for people to consume and to learn that way. But also, I want to have some interactive stuff, you know, for people and kids to engage with their hands and to figure things out. and to be really a little bit more immersive, whether that's AR or just right there on an iPad here in a museum or gallery, for them to kind of to learn and get onboarded right there in like that short 2 to 3 minute attention span that they might have. I mean, we all know kids and nowadays with the age of TikTok that you got to get them quick. But so that's really the plan is to kind of build out these educational tools, for the young demo.
That's awesome. Yeah, that's awesome.
Super cool.
I mean, Mike, you have a massive advantage right now because you have a Web2 company with hundreds of thousands of customers. So how do you plan to onboard them into Web3?
You know, that's a really good question. I've been in this space for a little bit now, and my wife as well. She had dabbles a little bit here and there. And so, with my being in Reddow too, we've always kind of had this conversation about how are we going to bring our jewelry brand into this space. And so that's something that we're still exploring. And I actually, this last week, have kind of come up with the plan or the idea. I might leak a little alpha here. So what I'm thinking is,
we love our alpha.
What I'm thinking is, because we already have the production and the distribution pipeline, I'm thinking generative jewelry. So partner or collab with an artist, and we have like a little palette, whether that's either a push pin, an earring, a necklace, and you don't know what you're going to get. Except you kind of know what the artist's style that we collab with, and so when you go to mint, that jewelry is also an NFT one of one, but also you're getting a physical shipped right to you after you mint.
That is cool.
I'm still fleshing this idea out. Obviously, I haven't even talked to my wife about this yet, but I think that is like game changer. I mean, it is fidgetal. I know people don't like that term. I'm sticking to that term. I like the term because it's the best way to explain an experience like that. So I'm going to stay with fidgetal. I'm on team fidgetal, but I think that could be game changer. That could be really dope.
What do you think?
I mean, I'd rather see pictures of that than the stupid Lenza AI crap. Exactly, that's all over. Yeah, I would. I would rather.
Absolutely.
I mean, if you were flexing, a cool, piece of jewelry,
right,
or... Yeah, I mean, I'd be way more into that. That's okay.
It's fun.
I don't want to see you as a superhero with your chest open and tattoos.
Think about
everywhere.
Like a fuocious pin, that is only of one of one that you own, but it's also a physical that you can wear out to conferences and meetups and stuff.
That's so a game changer.
I think there's something there.
Yeah, I'm into that idea. I'm into it.
It's massive.
Yeah.
All right, we're gonna take a quick break. Stay tuned. We'll be right back with more alpha from BitFutureX. See you in a sec.
Hey everyone, it's John and Justin from NFT Heat.
We're so excited. We have partnered with Memento NFT. It's simple to use, and if you're a collector, you can get your favorite influencers, NBA athletes, and musicians and celebrities. You can collect their moments. Download Memento NFT. Welcome back to NFT Heat. We're here with the NFT machine, obviously, John Kraske, and our esteemed guest, Mike Holcomb, aka BitFutures, DGen, OG in the space, Caitlin Minimalist, founder, and now building the Mint House. We're learning all about it. So, John, continue on the journey.
Let's do it. All right. So should brands look at Web3 and the metaverse as just a marketing and PR play, or is it something more?
Yeah, that's a good question. I think that's something that everyone's trying to figure out right now, with brands and how to enter correctly. We've seen over the past year different approaches from different brands, and some have been successful, some have been failures. We just saw Nike purchased Artifact last year, and they were, they were doing great until a couple of days ago, where they kind of soft rug the Monolith project by not giving access to people outside of the US. And so, and that just goes back to community, really. I mean, it sounds cliche, but it is really the foundation of everything that's happening here. And you'll see that the people who are still in this space, a lot of people who were speculators left in 2021, but the people who are still here are the ones who found and found a community and bonded and built those relationships. And so, if a brand is looking to engage and enter, I think that it takes a lot more work, a lot more, sweat, a lot of sweat equity to build something in the Web3 space, because you actually have to go in and do the work and like engage and build those bonds. And so I think it's totally possible, but you also have to remember to give community access. And so whether that's helping you build the products that you want to enter with, being a brand entering into the Web3 space, whether it's helping the community build with you, or seriously listening to them and their opinions and their advice and going with it and just taking all of that and building with them.
Absolutely. Well, look, Mike, we like to do something fun as we end the episodes, where we actually have you mint an NFT that will launch on our sponsor, Memento NFT, when your episode airs. So it'll be a one-on-one created by you. It's going to go into DALL-E with a little AI to create some magic. So give us a phrase. We're going to put some magic together and see what it spits out.
Okay. Well, this is easy for me because this is like my life right now. So I am a stressed dad swimming in an ocean of jewelry.
Well, that sounds fun.
That's like, wow. That I have not heard that before. That is pretty wild. Okay. Let's see what we got.
Wow.
That's hilarious.
Okay, that is the best one.
That is by far the best one.
That's the best one.
All that stuff needs to be shipped out. That's what we're doing. We're shipping all that out.
Wow.
That's insane.
That is so... Do you wear suspenders, by the way?
I like the cleavage here. I like the like sleazy jewelry look.
For sure. He's like an Italian jeweler. He's shipping everything out. He's stressed to the max. That's hilarious. All right, everybody. When this episode airs, you will get BitFutures, who's an OG in the space, created this NFT, get on Memento NFT, and snag it. It's a 101. That will be highly valuable. Super cool. Mike, dude, you crushed it. Thank you so much for coming on, talking about everything you've built, from Caitlin Minimalist to being an OG, a punk, and of course, the Mint House, which we're collaborating on. Incredibly excited to see where that goes. I know we've got the holidays right around the corner, so crush it, and you crush the episode.
No, I appreciate it, guys. Thanks. I'm going to try and get a little bit of sleep here in the next couple of weeks. Well, pray for me. We'll see.
All right. Stay tuned. We're going to have a quick chat right after. Everybody, thank you so much for tuning into this amazing episode. We have one of the OGs in the NFT space here dropping some alpha. Check out the Mint House. It's coming to you soon. It's about education and onboarding families to the space. We're very proud of it. And as you all know, stay tuned. Next week, we'll have another episode with another thought leader popping in with more alpha. In the meantime, continue learning, growing, and seeking alpha.
We're NFT Heat.